From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. The United Nations Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. A spokesman says there are also reports of several hundred families being used as human shields by Islamic State militants. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, says at least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city and are at risk of being recruited as child soldiers. The United States has escalated its use of drones under President Barack Obama. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey has more on the expectations of transparency for a program long shrouded in secrecy.
From this remote American base in New Mexico State, where U.S. Air Force pilots launch Predator drones, to the targets themselves, human rights groups have long called for hard numbers when it comes to counterterrorism strikes that until recently the administration refused to even confirm. Human Rights First Rita Simeon.
Saying just trust us, we have high standards, we're doing the best that we can, really isn't enough, and that they need to be disclosing more.
The Obama administration has promised as much, with a soon-to-be-released report outlining the number of combatants and civilians killed in U.S. drone strikes since 2009. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
Please look at our website at voanews.com and this reminder that you are listening to VOA News. An Australian group tracking modern-day slavery says countries doing the least to fight the practice, affecting some 45 million people worldwide, often have slavery-complicit governments, as well as high levels of conflict and political instability. Among the countries it singles out as taking the least action to combat slavery are North Korea, Iran, Eritrea, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, and South Sudan. Slavery conditions can include forced labor, including forced labor in prisons, commercial sexual exploitation, and forced marriage for women. The Walk Free Foundation behind the study says North Korea has the highest percentage of its population enslaved, 4.437% of its population, or nearly 1 in 20, are in servitude. India has the highest number of people living in slavery conditions at 18.35 million, followed by China with 3.39 million and Pakistan with 2.13 million. Turkish leaders are warning Germany that the country's relationship will be harmed if lawmakers approve a measure labeling the killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Germany's parliament is due to vote on the bill Thursday. The text says the Armenian deaths are an example of the mass exterminations, ethnic cleansing, expulsions, and genocides that marked the last century in a terrible way. It also assigns some responsibility to Germany, which was an ally of the Ottoman Empire that preceded modern Turkey. A high-ranking North Korean official is in China in an apparent effort to restore relations with its chief ally and benefactor, which have soured over Pyongyang's continued buildup of its nuclear and ballistic weapons programs. Ri Su-yong, the head of international relations for North Korea's ruling party, arrived in Beijing Wednesday for talks with his Chinese counterpart, Song Tao. The Chinese Communist Party says the two envoys reaffirmed the two nations' long-standing friendship, pledged to carry out bilateral exchanges and promote regional peace and security. Beijing has become increasingly irritated over the North's repeated tests of its nuclear and ballistic missiles under its leader Kim Jong-un in defiance of numerous sanctions imposed by the United Nations. U.S. prosecutors want the victims of last year's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, to benefit from hundreds of thousands of dollars in life insurance policies held by one of the shooters. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in a federal court in Los Angeles, prosecutors argue the money from Syed Rizwan Farouk's death should be forfeited to the government because it was derived from a federal crime of terrorism. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.